from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 11th. Riley, July 11th. The morning read, 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from Thetani Michaels. Trump administration subpoenas New York Times. Reporters after Air Force One story. The Trump administration has subpoenaed several New York Times journalists after the newspaper reported on security concerns involving the new Air Force One, according to the Times and the Associated Press. The subpoenas seek testimony before a federal grand jury in Manhattan. The Times said federal agents delivered some subpoenas to reporters' homes. The journalists identified by the paper include Julian E. Barnes, Eric Lipton, Tyler Pager, and Eric Schmidt. The dispute began after the Times reported that President Donald Trump used an older Air Force One for part of his return from a NATO summit in Turkey. The report cited anonymous sources who said the newer plane lacked some advanced security features, including anti-missile capabilities. Trump denied that security concerns drove the plane switch, and the White House said the aircraft is equipped with high-level security protocols. Subscribe free for daily political analysis they won't broadcast. Join 110th Haas readers. The Justice Department defended the subpoenas by saying reporters are not the targets and that investigators are pursuing leaks of classified information. That response places the case at the center of a familiar legal conflict, where the government argues national security, while news organizations warn that compelling reporters to testify can expose confidential sourcing and chill reporting on government conduct. Reaction from press freedom groups was immediate. The National Press Club called on DOJ to withdraw the subpoenas, while the Freedom of the Press Foundation criticized the government's national security rationale. The next step is whether prosecutors press forward with grand jury testimony or withdraw the subpoenas, as DOJ did earlier this year after similar efforts involving reporters from The Washington Post and The Wall Street Journal. Subscribe free for daily political analysis they won't broadcast. Join 110K plus readers. Next. Second, from Straits Times. Trump administration subpoenas. New York Times journalists over Air Force One story, newspaper says. The Justice Department has ordered several New York Times reporters to testify before a federal grand jury after they published a piece flagging security concerns about President Trump's newly donated Air Force One from Qatar. The subpoenas arrived shortly after the newspaper detailed the plane's vulnerabilities and raised questions about foreign influence. The journalists have been told to appear, but the grand jury's scope remains sealed. Critics are calling the move an intimidation of the press, while officials say it's a routine part of an ongoing investigation. The episode adds fresh tension to the broader debate over the aircraft's safety and origins. Up next, third, from The Guardian World. Trump administration subpoenas New York Times journalists over new Air Force One reporting. The Trump administration issued subpoenas to several New York Times journalists on Friday, requiring them to testify before a federal grand jury in Manhattan on July 15th. The move comes after the Times reported on security concerns with the president's new Air Force One, which was gifted by Qatar. The journalists were served with the subpoenas at their homes by federal agents. This is the latest effort by the Trump administration to compel journalists to testify under the threat of penalty. The Times has not commented on the specifics of the case, but it's worth noting that the administration has a history of targeting journalists with subpoenas and lawsuits. And then, fourth, from ARS Technica Science. A Jupiter-sized planet that escaped its star's death. BUD 1856b is the only confirmed case of a planet that survived the death of a sun-like star. It's a Jupiter-sized world orbiting a white dwarf, the burned-out remnant of a sun-like star. Now, a team of astronomers has used the James Webb Space Telescope to take a closer look at this planet for the first time, and what they found makes an already strange system even stranger. A feeding frenzy, WD 1856b, was an accidental discovery. Astronomers pointed the TESS observatory at a sample of roughly 2,000 white dwarfs in 2020. These stars are the remains of a sun-like star that have already gone through a red giant phase, leaving behind an Earth-sized body that's primarily composed of elements like carbon and oxygen. The test team was searching for small objects like comets or asteroids that might transit across the face of these dead stars. What they found in the WD-1856 system was a gas giant. As soon as they looked at it, they said, "Okay, that's weird," said Christopher O'Connor, a theoretical astrophysicist at Cornell University and co-author of the recent Nature study on WD-1856. B read full article next, fifth, from Nintendo Life. Talking point, what are you playing this weekend? 11th July. Finding the groove. Hello, everyone, and well done on making it to another weekend. It's been another fairly quiet week for us as the gaming industry continues to come to terms with Sony and Microsoft's shenanigans. It's probably a good idea for Nintendo to just sit down, shut up, and don't do anything stupid. Read the full article on NintendoLife.com. Up next. Sixth, from Pure Xbox. Talking point. What are you playing this weekend? July 11, 12. How about some Black Flag Resynced? Weekend time. As we head into another hot couple of days here in the UK, we're planning to check out a bunch of new Xbox Game Pass titles, a few new Free Play Days additions, and possibly the new releases of Assassin's Creed Black Flag, Resynced, and Doom the Dark Ages Revelations, amongst other things. Here's what we're playing on Xbox this weekend. Read the full article on purexbox.com. And then, seventh, from Push Square. Talking point. What are you playing this weekend? Issue 641. Hot and heavy. We're in the midst of another heatwave here in the UK, but temperatures are projected to drop this weekend. Let's hope that happens sooner rather than later, because it's pretty unbearable here. Aaron Bain The Finals just launched its 11th season, Galaxy Masters, so the seasonal grind starts all over again. I'm loving the new map. Read the full article on pushsquare.com. Next. Eighth, from Ars Technica. Overhaul of public lands grazing regulations seeks to cut public involvement. The federal government is rewriting its rules governing ranching on public lands to increase the number of cattle, sheep, and other livestock grazing on 155 million acres in the West, an area twice the size of New Mexico. Public lands grazing is overseen by a nearly century-old system that heavily subsidizes some of the wealthiest Americans while doing little to address its harms to the environment, ProPublica and High Country News found last year. Even though rangeland management experts say overgrazing has degraded public lands, the new rules being drafted by the U.S. Department of the Interior's Bureau of Land Management, the first overhaul since 1995, would instead expand the practice. Up next. Ninth, from Ars Technica. Overhaul of public lands grazing regulations seeks to cut public involvement. The federal government is rewriting its rules governing ranching on public lands to increase the number of cattle, sheep, and other livestock grazing on 155 million acres in the West, an area twice the size of New Mexico. Public lands grazing is overseen by a nearly century-old system that heavily subsidizes some of the wealthiest Americans while doing little to address its harms to the environment, ProPublica and High Country News found last year. Even though rangeland management experts say overgrazing has degraded public lands, the new rules being drafted by the U.S. Department of the Interior's Bureau of Land Management, the first overhaul since 1995, would instead expand the practice. And then, 10th, from Storyflow. AI, Theo on AI. July 11th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 11th. Theo, July 11th. The systems update. Five tech stories that bear on what's coming next. Let's get into it. First, from the Decoder. Apple sues OpenAI for allegedly running a coordinated campaign to steal trade secrets through poached employees. Apple is suing OpenAI over systematic employee poaching and the alleged theft of trade secrets tied to unreleased products. According to the complaint, more than 400 ex-Apple employees now work at OpenAI, including former iPhone design chief Tang Tan. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link.